Jennifer Kuiper, a fiery fourth GOP presidential debate underway in Alabama. CBS's Tom Foti on the News Nation debate.
With a far and away Republican frontrunner nowhere near, the pylon for number two started early with one particular target.
Nikki Haley, she caves anytime the left comes after.
That from Ron DeSantis, the response from the ex-UN ambassador and South Carolina governor.
He continues to lie about my record.
But Vivek Ramaswamy went some steps further.
The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley.
As for Donald Trump, missing but not forgotten, at least not by Chris Christie.
The dictator, a bully who doesn't have the guts to show up and stand here.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
A shooting on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus leaves three people dead and a fourth wounded. Sheriff Kevin McMahill says the shooter is also dead.
Armed confrontation of the suspect by law enforcement stopped the suspect's further actions.
No word on the motive, but it has some like this witness wondering.
I'm just like, well, what drove someone to do this? You know, we all just come here to get an education, you know, get a career. And like, I don't know if it was an altercation or if it was planned or something.
The U.S. military makes an announcement involving Osprey aircraft, CBS's David Martin.
U.S. military has grounded its entire fleet of Osprey vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, some 400 in all. The Air Force, Navy, and Marines ordered the grounding as a result of last week's crash in waters off Japan, in which eight service members were killed.
The Israeli army says it has surrounded the southern Gaza home of the man who it says is the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks. The IDF has also released videos it says shows ground troops operating in Gaza. As CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem reports,
the situation is growing dire for Palestinians trying to flee southern Gaza. Egypt has now deployed thousands of troops to prevent potential refugees from storming what's become the last exit out of the Strip.
Opponents say a new vape on the market is targeting teens with sweet flavors. CBS's Matt Piper.
As China cracks down on e-cigarettes at home, it keeps helping vape manufacturers export millions of candy-flavored e-cigarettes to places like the U.S. The company behind Elf Bar and EB Design, Heaven Gifts, was recently able to bypass an FDA ban with a simple name change. Erica Sward is with the American Lung Association.
We really need to have our nation's law enforcement go after these products to keep them from getting into the United States. And if they do get into the United States, we need to know who is responsible for distributing them.
Heaven Gifts Fruity Vapes racked up more than $650 million in sales in just a year.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's pleased with a Dane County judge's ruling essentially restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin.
The 1849 law does not prohibit abortions in Wisconsin. And so we have now gone a long way to restoring access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin.
Judge Diane Schlipping says Wisconsin's law enacted in 1849 bans infanticide, not abortion. The ruling is expected to be appealed. People younger than 18 seeking gender-affirming care in Wisconsin will keep getting it. Governor Evers vetoed on Wednesday a ban passed by the legislature this fall. Most major medical associations say gender-affirming care is evidence-based and saves lives. Evers says he'll veto any bill he considers anti-LGBTQ. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Badgers volleyball ready for the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team resumes the NCAA tournament tomorrow. The Badgers ranked number 2 overall against number 5th ranked Penn State as the regionals in Madison continue at the Fieldhouse. Game time 6 o'clock. College hoops. The Badgers go on the road last night. They beat Michigan State 70-57. After the game, Spartans head coach Tom Izzo says he'll take the blame for this one.
We are not tough enough right now, and That's all me. I'm going to get it fixed. So blame me, not the players.
NBA, the Bucks headed to Vegas for the next round of the in-season tournament. Milwaukee will play the Pacers in an early one, 4 p.m. Central Time. Last night, the Bucks dusted the Knicks, 146-122. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, after the game, Giannis was the first one to talk about, you know, our mindset going into Vegas. The first, you got to win against a very good Indiana team.
That's Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 28 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 46 tomorrow, lows around 33 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme.
But did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
To basically duck off from it. And... We get to the Miramar Theater and, you know, we walk in. All of a sudden, we see Alex Martinelli and Zach Foucher. I had no idea who they were, but they were like, "Hey, like, we've never seen you before. It's like one. The show's about to end. Like, what are you guys doing here?" And I was just like, "Oh, we're just coming to check it out, you know." Like, I had no idea what we were walking into, but we walked in, paid like $5 because that's what they offered since it was so late. And Mode Step was playing with their live band, and I felt the bass, the music. They opened up with this Nirvana song, Smells Like Teen Spirit. It was like a flip, and I don't know, like ever since then, it spiraled me into this rabbit hole of going into the electronic dance music.
Yeah, that's a great origin story. We all have our own ways in which we came into it. What about you?
Yeah, like he said, he was more of a rapper type of guy. I was more like the metalhead kind of guy. Trying to find metal music that I enjoy was really hard, so I had to like kind of step out of the box. My buddy in high school was like, "Yo, let's go to a show." Next thing I end up going to a show at the Rave, and that just flipped my whole life upside down. Next thing you know, I'm going to the shows every weekend. There was just something about it that just hit my soul. You know, it was a very life-changing moment. For the better, I want to say, you know, without entering this scene, I would not be the person I am today and have all the amazing friends I have right here sitting next to me.
Yeah. Bass will do that to you.
The bass will do that to you.
Which, real quick, shout out Broken Record, Power Up, Converge, Dirty Dirty, and Moses right there.
We'll be hearing more from them later on as the evening progresses, for sure.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm in the DJ booth over here. So... voice in your head because you can't really see me. So my question for you guys is, like, what made you start this collective? Like, what was the motive behind it?
We just really wanted to connect because we noticed that there was a lot of the same DJs getting booked at venues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's cool and all, but we kind of wanted to give others an opportunity because we had the outlet to basically get into these venues. And we figured with a collective, we can get more people into the scene, you know, get those bookings, but also like kind of introduce new sounds. And like, you know, we have a very specific style that we like to portray and, you know, to be able to bring more to, you know, the market is always a good thing.
Right.
Let me add on to that. So,
yeah,
following up with that, you know, for me personally, I was tired of waiting for something to happen, you know, like we wanted something to happen. We wanted something to be our own, something unique. So, you know, me and John were at a music festival one day, you know, it was last day, it was stormy out. We're in the campsite, we're sitting and we're like, man, you know, we know a lot of good connections. You know, we're friends with a lot of local DJs, et cetera. Like, we can come together and form a team that would, you know, bring us together and prosper, you know, doing our thing. Right. Like I said, like, tired of waiting for something to happen. We did this, and, like, all these things are happening now. So, like, I'm blessed. I'm happy. Like, looking back 2 years ago when we first, like, thought of this idea, I never thought we'd be here right now, especially on the radio, you know, playing the events we're going to play. So we'll talk more about that. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, we've talked about, you know, how you guys got together. So, of course, the next question that follows is, how did you come up with the name? What is there some sort of story or, you know, collective lore that you want to share with us?
Lore is behind it or
about
something.
About that. It's going to sound a little silly, but, you know, once you party with us, like, you know, we don't stop. And, nothing's going to take us out. So, you know, we party until like 7 in the morning. And then, you know, we just get this gimmick. Like, you know, nothing's going to take us down no matter how hard you try. We're immortal. Like,
I see.
Like, we're not, you can shoot us, you can burn us, but you just can't kill us.
You know? So, we'll always wake up the next day, no matter how bad the next day.
Well, that sounds like a, you know, I remember those days. I'm not going to age myself here, but, you know, yes, I'm all for it.
All right. So my next question is, if someone was, let's say, interested in joining your collective, is there like a process, like an application? Or are you guys scouting? Like, you don't apply and you guys are sort of on the lookout and you guys throw the invitation at
Definitely
people?
Definitely scouting.
Gotcha.
Definitely scouting. We're not trying to steal anybody from anything, doing their own thing. We're looking at artists that are trying to come up that need that little bit of a boost. You know, we're looking for producers more than ever, you know, DJs a lot less. We need a little bit of both. Like, that's like coming up next year, we're gonna need a little bit of both. We just can't have one or the other.
Right.
You know, I know you might make really great music, but if you can't play any good shows, then, you know,
yeah,
that's, it's all,
I mean, yeah,
game.
It's a package deal, right?
Yeah, like, indeed.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do have a couple of people we're scouting out right now. We're looking at a couple of people we have for the beginning of the next year.
Very cool.
Yeah, people have been asking us all year. You know, we'd be at a show, people would come up, yo, how do I get on Immortals? I'm like, I wish it works like that, but, you know, like, we'll let you know if we want you on the team. Because
I mean, like, it'd make them like grind harder too. You know, yeah, like, it's sort of like a, hey, like, you could, like, at least there's an option. You know, like, could happen.
The option's definitely there. If we see your dedication, we see your uniqueness, and you just kind of carry yourself in a way that separates yourself from other people, then, you know, we'll notice for
sure.
Right.
And that shows that you guys as collective, like, you actually care about the quality and, like, all that, everything that goes behind it, which is really cool to see.
Yeah, it's part of the image, you know, like, we want to try to make every one of our, you know, set experiences, Immortal set specifically, you know, to be something different than what people, you know, listen to. You know, like I said, we have multiple genres of DJs. Imagine that in one set that actually transitions well and, like, you know, sounds good and gives people, you know, a little bit of everything they want. Not just one thing, but a lot of things.
Right.
And there's such a breadth of just different genres within electronic music these days that it's great that you guys are focusing on representing as many of them as possible.
Always.
Yeah. That's what we try to do here in the show. You know, we fiddle around with all kinds of different, you know, typically we like to book people that have a lot of variety. So, and that's what we do. I know Frequency himself is a bona fide producer, as you guys know. So So what are, you know, some of your, you know, some highlights of that may have happened since you started, you know, like, when you look back, you know, it's been only a short, almost 2 years, but surely there you're collecting stories and there are some that, you know, will go into the,
like, favorite show or something,
yeah, it's like,
or
something,
like, coolest moment you had with an artist, like, whatever it could be as, like, a collective.
Well, one highlight, I guess, recently was Dubstation Massacre. That show was so sick, you know, that energy. We were the second slot of that night, and, you know, we were an hour into the show, and it was packed, slam-packed. There was mosh pits going. The energy was just so chaotic, and it was so sick, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, okay, so for me, we were asked to play direct support for a dubstep trap duo called Yuki. This happened probably in September, I want to say. And Yuki's a pretty big artist. And, you know, we were lucky enough to open up for them. And luckier enough that they asked us to go on stage with them and do, you know, Immortals back-to-back Yuki, which was crazy for us. Like, for, you know... After party was great. But for just, like, an up-and-coming group like us to play side by side with a big artist like Yuki, oh my god, I was mind blown. It was like, to me, that was my peak moment. And I never felt better the next day. You know, like, I felt wholesome. I felt like
immortal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that was great.
You felt
immortal
after that.
So I'm gonna hit you guys with one more question because we gotta get to mixing now. We gotta blast these airwaves. Let's do it. So what events do you have coming up? And then do you have any last announcements you want to make? Anything cool? Do you want to say anything coming up? Yeah, go for it right now.
Yeah. Well, we got Radiance on New Year's. We're playing Night One, which is the 30th,
which is gonna be our biggest Immortals event to date. And where is that located?
That's gonna be in Gurnee.
Gotcha.
Lake County Fair Center.
Yeah.
It's going to be sick. It's like a 15,000 capacity event, I believe.
I know. I think it's like, is it?
Something like that. But we're so stoked. Yeah. But also, do you want to make it?
Yeah. Okay. First, but let me talk about that event first. So, like, okay, we have Radiance coming up, which is going to be our biggest event yet. We're super stoked. I couldn't imagine this 2 years ago that we're going to be playing in front of thousands of people. I'm so happy. I can't wait. I'm blessed to have you all by my side to do it. And for the final announcement, this is going to be a big one. We've been waiting for a special opportunity to do that. And I think this is the best opportunity to announce this. So right before New Year's, we are going to be dropping our first Immortals album. It's going to be called Immortals Compilation 1. We're going to have artists featuring Terex, Broken Record, Converge, myself, and we are gonna have three guest artists. They go by Wolfbiter from Milwaukee, real big DJ out there. He's doing nothing but killing the game. Sneaky Heart, he just rebranded from his old alias, but his music is, you know, phenomenal. I love it. Couldn't be happy to have them on there. And our last artist, really special to me, this is like my brother. He goes by Specs from Denver, Colorado. And I'm more than stoked to have him on this compilation. Like, that just made the whole thing beefed up. And we are so excited what we have in store for you guys. We're going to be sharing some of it tonight. So if you're listening, make sure to pay attention because you will hear some exclusive stuff tonight here only.
We're breaking news here, Phil.
I don't think we've ever gotten an announcement
That's great, man.
Like,
we're excited.
First, like, announcement on the show.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to your set. And yes, everybody listening, we will be sure to highlight when some of these special tunes come up. So
yeah, and we'll be letting you guys know who's mixing at what time because they got a lot of guys. They're going to big rotation here.
A lot of music coming up.
A lot of different genres. Who do you guys have going first?
So first we have Dirty Dirty.
The Massa OG. Dirty Dirty.
He's
going to
play some house techno, and it's going to be shuffling every 15 minutes from there, so you're going to be hearing a little bit of a different get up every 15 minutes. So
pay attention. Yeah. There will be a quiz at the end of the show.
Yo, I just want to say thank you guys so much for having us out. We appreciate it. We love you guys. Hopefully this isn't the last time, so... Thank you so much.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank
welcome.
Thank you for coming on the show. We're excited for this.
Cool. Yes, here we go.
Immortals.
Immortals, baby.
Coming
Immortals.
Up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Are you ready?
Let's begin. Let's party. Everybody stand up. Everybody put your hands up. Let's party. Everybody bounce.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
got to show me. We'll be right back. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Four GOP presidential candidates are debating in Alabama. Chris Christie and Vivek Ramaswamy have had back and forths. Ron DeSantis has thrown barbs at Nikki Haley, who says on the News Nation debate.
Just to respond to Ron, he continues to lie about my record. I actually said his Don't Say Gay bill didn't go far enough because it only talked about gender until the third grade.
Three people are shot to death and a fourth is seriously wounded in an attack at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Adam Garcia with campus police.
Two of our detectives responded to the scene. It immediately engaged the suspect in a shootout. The suspect was struck and is deceased at this time.
The U.S. military grounds the Osprey aircraft after a recent deadly crash near Japan. CBS's David Martin.
The Air Force Special Operations Command, which operated the Osprey that crashed, said the stand down would remain in effect until an investigation has definitively determined the cause of the crash.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Republican electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced Wednesday. The fake electors also agree not to serve on the Electoral College in 2024. It's the first time any fake electors from anywhere in the country are admitting to wrongdoing. Governor Evers signed 48 bills into law on Wednesday. Included in those bills are a slate of changes to voting ahead of next year's election. One of those bills changes the deadlines for clerks to send out absentee ballots. Another would require clerks to retain video footage of election night proceedings for 22 months. Evers also vetoed several election-related bills, including one that would change who could be declared indefinitely confined and another that would have lowered the cost of registered voting lists. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 28 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 46 tomorrow, lows around 33 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
The D3.
D3 right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, no, my gosh.
We got to do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Coming up next, Broken Record. Keep it going. Broken Record coming up next. You've been listening to Dirty Dirty. Here we go.
Chuck. Yeah. Hypnotism for therapeutic purposes is referred to as hypnotherapy.
Welcome to the club.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
You are listening to Mad Unity. That was Broken Record, and now we have Converge. We'll be right back.
house with
You've been listening to Mad Unity only on Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM. We are going to keep it going after the break. More music coming up with the Immortals Collective. We're also going to have an interview with Berserk Media. So stay tuned.
Want to party?
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.